Back on with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, talking about the Frostbite Pike Tournament this weekend. Mick, thank you, first of all, for some more of your time. I know you're busy in there.
Oh, thank you, Adam. We sure appreciate it.
Well, you got lots of folks coming in. You're scooping lots of minnows, and obviously this is a pike tournament first and foremost, so let's start there. First of all, any of those five lakes, and maybe you could just run through the lake names again, any of those five lakes doing better for pike?
You know, they're just getting out here and just starting to pre-fish and all that good stuff. For consistency, I'd say probably Big and South have been the best for pikes, but don't count out North Manistique, Millicokee, or Millicokin, because there's some dandies out there in those too.
Yeah, no doubt. I always felt like there were really big pike if you knew how to target them in Big Lake, but it seemed like there's more of them in South Lake just because of the nature of the lake. Lots of weeds in South Lake.
Well, yeah. Matter of fact, there's an exception on South Manistique. If you read the fishing guide, you know, you can only have one over 24 and the rest have to be under. So, yeah, there is a lot of pike in South Manistique.
What are they using most of all, your big sucker minnows, or is anybody jigging for them?
Most of them are using either spearing decoys, which we have a good supply of. We just got more in, or pike suckers and small suckers.
Well, you mentioned the spearing decoys that they're using. Are you allowed to spear for this tournament?
Absolutely. The contest runs under state Michigan fishing laws.
Oh.
Three line limit and spearing allowed.
Excellent. Okay, that's good to know. All right, let's move now to the other types of fishing. I've been getting some decent crappie reports from South Lake. Is that still going on?
Yes, the crappie's been good. They're using the perch shiners, waxworms, mousies, spikes, and wigglers. We have all of.
I heard they're catching them pretty deep.
You know, that depends on who you're talking to. I got a couple guys going real deep out there, and the next one's in 3-4 feet. So kind of play with it if you're not getting them, because they are there.
What about the walleye?
Walleye, for consistency, has probably been 6 to 12 feet. They're using the blue shiners, the golden shiners. A slow presentation right now seems to be about the best for them. White, pink, green, and gold seems to be the best colors going on with them.
Any lake better than another?
You know, right now they're getting walleyes out of all of them. I think it's just a matter of going out there, finding them, put some time in, and see what happens.
All right, well, let's talk about those perch. I assume we're just going to be talking about Big Lake on that one, or any of the other lakes producing perch?
You know, right now Big Lake and Millicokie is pretty good for perch right now, too. So, wigglers, your mousies, spikes, those seem to be the top three for those right now on teardrops.
Excellent. Mick and Mick's Bait Shop. Let's get fishing, lady.
Won't hurt us to go to Curtis.
I should say, let's get scooping more minnows, because I know you got a line there for the tournament. Have a great weekend and have a good tournament. Take care.
Thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.